Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Five on five time. Bravo, bravo. And once again, the 5-on-5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. And over there you will find, formerly with the Color Experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving their patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and everyone's favorite extraordinary shampoos. You can find them in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1, right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
And today's 5-on-5 has a little theme.
I asked people
for their input, and I said, can you name something that can make you laugh out loud?
Oh, my goodness.
So those are always things to be grateful for. I believe that love and humor are the two fastest ways to connect with another person. And so humor is a big one for me, as you know. So these are the five that I got. And two women, I asked, Shannon and Candace, and they looked as serious as could be, and they both said the same thing. When a friend does a funny dance for you to get you in a better frame of mind, and they both started doing these dances, and I got to tell you, I laughed out loud because there they were. And I thought, okay. Andrea said the Maxine comic strip cracks her up often. There's
really?
Many times she'll read it, and it will just make her laugh out loud. It's funny. When you find a comic that speaks to you, do you have a favorite comic?
Well, you know, I have many because, as you know, I'm a humor-based fellow.
Yeah.
But I love Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And it's funny that, you know, we're talking about loneliness today. But
yeah.
Right now we're on the 5-on-5.
That's right, 5-on-5. This one is close to my heart. You know why. A baby conquest. When you watch a little baby one accomplish something and they're shocked that they did it. And that's, look how they are. See, you're starting to laugh just thinking about it. Everybody thinks about that and they get a good grin. Mary said funny animal videos. And like if you see a cat getting surprised and they spring into the air out of the blue. And she suggested that we all Google the cat and the cucumber. Because there's a our producer Shane's laughing out loud in the other room, and he's not even looking at it; he just knows it. But there's a video. I did it because she talked about it, and this cat is eating. There's different cats, and they just lay a cucumber down behind the cat, and the cat's eating, and they're not paying attention to it. When the cat sees it, these cats like bounce
freak
off
out.
The walls. Yeah, it's really crazy. And the first one comes from Michael, number one. When somebody else laughs so hard, it gets you laughing. And it's even funnier if, like, water comes out of their nose or food flies out of their mouth, where they lose control because they're laughing so hard. That makes him laugh out loud, too.
Well, let's see. That's one of the wonderful things, too, about laughter is it can and is contagious.
Yes, it is.
You know, we did at one of our workshops, we had, my goodness, Nancy, what was her moniker? The one that was the funny lady? Was it Nancy? But anyway, she brought happy pills.
Oh, yeah.
And they were these little stuffed in the shape of a capsule. And when you pressed it, it would go on and on laughing. And by the time it was done, you couldn't help but be laughing along.
Yeah, that was true. That was wonderful. And, you know, that's something that we're going to talk about. We're talking today, because I'm going to move right out of the 5-on-5 back into our topic. We're talking about when you're feeling separated, when you feel like you don't belong, you just don't fit in, or you're just not part of it. You're not in the crowd, so to speak. That's what we're talking about. Humor is a good way to reconnect. It's kind of funny. I mean, if you just leave your house and go to Publix and start telling jokes, that might not be the way to go. That might, you know,
unless
you
you're really good.
Unless you're really funny, yeah. But sometimes when you can't connect with someone or when you feel separated from somebody you care about and you feel that there's been a separation, sometimes humor can help. Sarcasm, not so much. Sarcastic humor isn't always the way back to the heart.
But, you know, Beth, there are people also that hide behind humor.
Yeah, yeah. So, but humor, sometimes finding something that you both can laugh at can be a way to break that cycle of loneliness. You know, we were talking about things we can do if you're feeling lonely. We talked about listening to your inner dialogue. How are you talking to yourself? Change it if it isn't good. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't say, oh, I always talk to myself so bad. Just don't worry about it. Just change it. Change it over. Do something different.
Make a little change.
Yeah.
Start.
Yeah. You talked about something briefly at the beginning of the hour, Lee, and you were talking about the difference between loneliness and solitude.
Mm.
There is a big difference. Being alone is not the same as being lonely. You know, peace, quiet, freedom, connecting with your deeper self, even things like, you know, just the quiet, being alone and being quiet. Those are things that for the person who lives a balanced life, that's important time.
But, you know, Beth, it didn't come naturally. It is something I had to grow into, because there was a time where if I was alone, I felt separate.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people, Lee, that misconstrue something. I'm going to use an alcoholic as an example. An alcoholic thinks drunkenness or numbness is peace. Well, that's a far cry from peace.
Yep.
Being numb and being at peace are like night and day. And the difference in how you feel inside, you know, for some people, the only way they can make the world stop is to take a drink.
But like loneliness, and I know in the Alcoholics Anonymous literature, there's one line where it says, you know, they are unable to tell the true from the false.
Right. And it's the same for other, and that's just alcohol. There's other things people do. People retreat into behaviors. It doesn't have to be drinking or addiction, or it can be shopping. Some people shop to be numb. They feel like they're going to get this great big buzz from finding the perfect whatever. But they get home and they have all this stuff and they spend all this money, and it's not necessarily what they were looking for. If they had just stayed home and tried to find quiet, maybe, sounds crazy, put a bird feeder up. My friend Donald put a bird feeder up for his father. He had an elderly father, and he put a bird feeder in the yard. And just to hear this man kind of rejoicing in the fact that different birds were coming, he didn't spend hours sitting and looking at it, but he looked regularly.
Well, and it was fascinating too, because I happen to know the fellow, and you know, when he came down from up north, one of his concerns was he wanted somebody to keep taking care of the birds.
Yeah, keep making sure there was food in the bird feeder.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an important thing. But even that, connecting, if you can't connect with another person right now, connect with the world around you. Connect with those birds. Start to, you know, do something like that, the bird feeder. Start there. And then you'll find the person will come around that wants to hear about the birds you're seeing. And you'll start connecting by talking about birds, something that seems insignificant and yet something that brings great joy to very many people. Of course, I'm a bird person. But
birds and babies.
Birds and babies. But let's talk about the ocean. You know, sometimes watching the ocean. If you go to the ocean to watch the ocean and just get quiet for a little bit, and get that peace to come to you instead of isolation. You're out, you're at the ocean, and other people will be around, and you'll be able to say, wow, look at the waves today. And they'll say, yeah, aren't they stupendous? Or, oh, look how flat it is. You know, and then, of course, my next line would be, looks like Pompano tonight.
But, you know, we're talking about connection as versus separation, and Mike, I get the connection with a power greater than myself when I'm at the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unavoidable. If I'm there, I am awed, and I go into gratitude.
Right. Well, we separate in many different ways, Lee. We separate from others. We separate from the God of our understanding. We separate mm-hmm. from our true self. And when we separate from that true self, we get to a place where when we come back, it's hard. It's hard to get back into it. But just start by doing what you know you love. Start by looking at what you know you love, if it's birds or the ocean or walking a certain trail.
You know, I saw a little post online last week that speaks to what we're talking about, and it said, sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life. Tiptoe if you must, but take the step.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
You know, just start.
Yeah.
Just start.
That's a beautiful thing. Where was that posted?
That was on Facebook.
It was just on Facebook, one of the things. It's great. I mean, open yourself up. Take some risks. You know, loneliness results in isolation. And share parts of yourself. Share what you can share. Start with that. Share what you can share. You know, there's little diners in everybody's town. I don't care if you're listening in Vermont or Chicago or right here in Vero Beach, Florida. But I go to a diner. I work in the evening, and if I'm going to meet somebody for a meal, it's like breakfast. Now, I go to this one diner where they know what I want, right? They just look at me, you want your usual? And people laugh. The people I'm with, if they don't know me, they laugh. They go, you have a usual? And I'm like, yeah, I do.
Well, and the other patrons are also curious. Are you doing a survey today, Ben?
Sometimes I do go to that diner and ask for the 5-on-5. Share with me something that you're grateful for that's unusual. but that's the kind of thing. It can be something that simple. To help you feel known and understood, go somewhere. There's a lady in this one place I go, and she's alone every morning for breakfast. But she's not alone. Because I recognize her. So when I walk in, I say, hey, how are you today? And she says, hi, good to see you. And her name's Joan. And I know her name. And I call her by name. And I say hello and good morning to her. And she'll ask me who I'm meeting. And, you know, it's just like a little interaction for her.
And see, that's an important point, too. Because whatever side of this coin you're on, spread connection.
Yeah.
You can. I remember you saying that your kid said, Ma, do you have to talk to everyone?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's free, it's easy, and it feels good.
It feels good
when I connect with somebody else.
And it feels good because it's an instinctive need.
It's satisfying an instinctive need.
It's instinctive. It's in you. Believe it or not, some of you are shaking your heads right now. You were built for connection.
And you can share that.
You were built for connection. You were created with that in mind. And if you're not getting it, that need met, it will change your life if you allow it to come. It will change your life.
And the threefold connection you referenced a little bit ago.
Yeah, the connection with true self, with other people, and with the higher power, with the God of your understanding. You're created for all of those. And if you're skipping one of those, you're going to feel it. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel it. But if you're skipping all of those, you're going to be feeling bad. Yeah, you're going to be feeling bad. That's isolation at its worst. We're talking today about reconnecting. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more and give you some more ideas. Stay with us.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
And welcome back, folks. I just wanted to take a minute to mention that we will be continuing our monthly series of workshops actually this Saturday, February 6th.
Woo!
And in honor of the month of love, as Beth put it, with Valentine's Day, the topic this time will be the greatest love of all. You know, what keeps us from experiencing the most important relationship of our lives? This is the workshop for all of us because it'll open our minds and our hearts the greatest love of all. So I hope you can join us this Saturday, February 6th. Registration begins at 2 p.m. The workshop is from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. As always, $20 includes refreshments and materials, but also, as always, if that is an obstacle to you, please don't let it be. We always have people willing to cover those with the will but not the means with sponsorships. It is at 520 Royal Palm Boulevard, right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida. We sure hope you can join us this Saturday for the greatest love of all. More information at www.bethwee.com.
And we're talking today about what to do if you feel like it, you just don't matter in this world, or you're just out of it, you're on your own, you're lost and alone, or you're just kind of bored. We're going to talk to you more about what we can do to overcome that. I think sometimes what's hard for those of us that get caught in that place is it's hard to find our voice. You know, I remember years ago, I heard a woman say, speak your truth, even if your voice shakes.
Yeah, I love that one.
And you know, it's important. Speak your truth. You have to have somebody you can speak it to. You know, I have two very different children. I was really blessed. I have a son who is friendly with everyone. To know Luke is to love Luke. You're going to know him, and he's going to be your friend, and he's going to remember stuff about you, and that's just how he operates. Emily, on the other hand, brilliant girl. She prefers a few really close friends, and she keeps them very close and very near and dear to her heart. But she's not the big going-to-the-crowd person. You know what I mean? I mean, she doesn't avoid it totally, but I mean, if she's going to have a nice night off, it's going to be with a couple of close people.
But again, two very different contributions to the puzzle.
That's right. Two different kinds of people. And that's the deal. You know, you have to open yourself up a little bit. You have to be a little bit vulnerable to come out of this. But you can do it because you were built to do it. And we are all waiting for you. We're all waiting to find out what it is that you like. You can even explore some of your interests to make this happen. I have been to Panera in an afternoon to meet with someone, and there is a group of women that knit. I mean, it's like a knitting club or something, and they meet at Panera. Have you ever seen it?
No, but I'm familiar with, I've known other groups that have done that.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
And you see them all sitting there knitting and talking and working on their own things, and sometimes they're knitting for a charity, they're donating to something. Some of them are knitting a present for their grandkids or for their children or for whoever it is, because it's all different age groups. There is no level of age or socioeconomic thing that changes these people in the knitting group.
So would the funny one be considered a knit wit?
Oh my goodness.
Somebody
yeah.
stop me.
Yeah, okay. But maybe if you're not a knitter, maybe a class or a group. Yoga. You know, they have yoga. I don't know if they still have it. They had it at our local library. They did a couple of yoga classes a week. I don't know if they're still doing that or not, but that might be a place where you learn. Just learn to be with other people and to reach out to something you might like. If you like to bike, for example, there's groups that like to bike, and you could join one of those groups and then not bike alone. You could be riding your bike with other people. 12-step groups. Alcoholics Anonymous, Al-Anon, Overeaters Anonymous, whatever it is, whatever you're struggling with, sometimes that's what's going to help you. I always mention the grief recovery groups. Maybe the reason you're feeling so alone is you lost someone really integral in your life, and maybe the last year of their life, all you really could do was take care of them. Maybe you kind of withdrew from society because you were busy taking care of somebody who needed you. Well, I get it. But don't stay there. Don't stay separated. Come back to us. Come back to people that understand what you've been through that last year or two, or whatever it was that you dealt with that. There are ways to connect, and they're out there. But you have to fight the urge to isolate, because that can become habitual. It will feel like work at first to come out of yourself, to go to the meetings, to go to the group. It'll feel like work at first, but it will get better. And as you connect, it will get easier. And as people connect with you, they will encourage you, and you will start to connect with other newcomers, and you'll start to be the welcoming hand. Don't you agree?
You know, not only do I agree, but I'm sitting here thinking that I have transcended this issue myself. We've known countless people that have said yeah. from the get-go, oh, it won't work for me.
Right.
Well, you know what? We've seen it work.
Yeah, we have.
You just got to start. Just be willing to stop settling.
Yeah. You know, one of the ways that I do, because I can take myself too seriously. Anybody out there get that? Anybody else do that? Yeah. I can take myself too seriously. And when I'm doing that, I need to lighten it up. And one of the exercises I do is I become all self-important. And that's why if I'm taking myself too seriously, I'm thinking that I'm seeing the world through the Beth-colored glasses. Like everybody's worried about me. Everything's revolving around me, and it's all about me, me, me. And that's not reality. And I know it's not reality. You know, if you didn't pay your mortgage this month because you couldn't, they don't know about that. I don't know about it. Other people don't know about it. They're not talking about it in Tennessee. It's not going to come up on the debates with the presidential hopefuls. Nobody knows about that except who you tell. And you could not pay it for months, and still nobody knows about that. That's the reality. So instead of worrying about what you're dealing with, maybe it's financial, maybe it's physical, maybe it's emotional, maybe you're having to worry about somebody you care about that's far away and you can't help them, whatever it is, you know, just take a moment and look at other people. And I can be driving down the street and looking at people and saying, they don't know about my stuff.
Mm.
They don't know how much gas I have in my gas tank.
Or whether or not I can afford to fill it up again.
Right. They don't know anything. And I start to look at them. And then I start to look at people. Like I'll be in the store and I'll look at people and I'll look them in the eye. And you know how many people don't connect like that? You know, and when you look someone in the eye, they're going to smile at you and nod, or they're going to respond because they're created for connection, just like you. And when I connect with them, they connect with me, and I get the blessing, and I get the blessing. So cultivate this talent. Meditate on other people. It will bring you out of yourself, and it will bring you back to a place where connection is possible. That's the first thing. Connection has to be possible. Focus on them. Not you. This will ready you for interaction. Have you seen that work, Lee?
The less time I spend in Lee, the better I feel, Beth. You know, and it also increases my gratitude meter. And the higher my gratitude meter is, the less I'm thinking of Lee, and the just the better I feel.
Right, right. It's a tough thing, you know. Another thing, it's on the same note. Be kind. Be kind. And I mean be kind to others, yes. I'm also saying be kind to yourself.
Yep.
Be kind to yourself. You know, when you look in the mirror, look yourself in the eye. Tell yourself it's going to be okay. Tell yourself you're willing to do the work that it will take to reconnect if you've separated yourself. Maybe you've lost someone close to you. Maybe it's a child that doesn't talk to you anymore, or a sibling, or a parent that has kind of written you off. I can't make them take you back into their arms, but I can tell you this. I can make it so that you know you're welcome with me. If I can just be with you one-on-one, I can also reassure you that they're not the only people, and that if you keep doing what's right for you, the chances are better. You pray for them. I have a heavy prayer. God, please don't hold them accountable for the wrongs they're doing against me. Part of disconnection can come from a lack of forgiveness. If that's your issue, let them off the hook. Forgive them so that you can, when it's time, and if it's a time, move back into relationship with them. But if there's no forgiveness, that day will never come. So start there. Be kind. You know, relearn the language of humanity. Relearn kindness with yourself and with others, and keep trying. If the first attempts don't help you to find connection, don't give up. You know, at the AA and Al-Anon website, they suggest people try 6 different meetings before they settle on one.
Really?
Yeah, because they want people to find a place where they feel belonging, because that's imperative to help somebody in recovery feel better, whether you're recovering from the addiction problem yourself or you're recovering from living with someone or loving someone who has that problem and you can't control it.
Collateral damage.
That's right. So that's what we're talking about today. Don't settle. Don't shut down. Connect. Look people in the eye. Get out there. Take a stab. I promise you, if you attempt it, you will reconnect. You were built for connection.
And you are worth it. You are worth whatever the investment in you is.
You're absolutely worth it. And You know, all of us at Beth Wee want you to live your very best life. Go to our website. Check out the tools we offer there. Lee mentioned the victorious prayer. You know, open it up, print it, fill in the blanks, and say it every day. A couple times a day if you really want to see it impact you. But say it. Try it. Try something new. That you don't even have to let anybody know you're doing anything.
Or you can also now, we have the website has the radio shows, past radio shows up on there.
We have one on loneliness up there, I think.
Yep, we sure do.
Turn it on. Listen to it. We love you, and we're here for you. And I'll tell you what, if we're missing you, a lot of other people are missing you, too. We need you back. Come on. Come on back. Okay? It's our pleasure talking to you. We'll be here next Thursday at 11. Tune in.